The Invocation of Thoth. Procul, O procul esti profani, bal lasti ampeda. In the name of the mighty and terrible one, I proclaim that I have banished the shells unto their habitations. I invoke Tahuti, the Lord of wisdom and of utterance, the God that cometh forth from the veil. O thou, majesty of the Godhead, wisdom-crowned Tahuti, Lord of the gates of the universe, thee I invoke. O thou of the ibis head, thee I invoke. Thou who wieldest the wand of double power, thee I invoke. Thou who bearest in thy left hand the rose and cross of light and life, thee I invoke. Thou whose head is as an emerald, and thy nemesis as the night sky blue, thee I invoke. Thou whose skin is of flaming orange as though it burned in a furnace, thee I invoke. Behold, I am yesterday, today, and the brother of tomorrow. I am born again and again. Mine is the unseen force whereof the gods are sprung, which is as life unto the dwellers in the watchtowers of the universe. I am the charioteer of the east, lord of the past and of the future. I see by mine own inward light, Lord of resurrection who cometh forth from the dusk, and my birth is from the house of death. O ye two divine hawks upon your pinnacles, who keep watch over the universe, ye who accompany the bier to the house of rest, who pilot the ship of Ra, ever advancing onwards to the heights of heaven, Lord of the shrine which standeth in the center of the earth, behold, he is in me, and I in him. Mine is the radiance wherein Ptah floateth over the firmament. I travel upon high. I tread upon the firmament of new. I raise a flashing flame with the lightning of mine eye, ever rushing on in the splendor of the daily glorified Ra, giving my life to the dwellers of earth. If I say, come up upon the mountains, the celestial waters shall flow at my word. For I am Ra incarnate, Kephra, created in the flesh. I am the Eidolon of my father Tammu, lord of the city of the sun. The God who commands is in my mouth. The God of wisdom is in my heart. My tongue is the sanctuary of truth, and a guard sitteth upon my lips. My word is accomplished every day, and the desire of my heart realizes itself as that of Ptah when he createth his works. I am eternal, therefore all things are as my designs, therefore do all things obey my word. Therefore do thou come forth unto me from thine abode in the silence, unutterable wisdom, all light, all power. So, Hermes, Mercury, Odin, by whatever name I call thee, thou art still nameless to eternity. Come thou forth, I say, and aid and guard me in this work of art. Thou, star of the east, that didst conduct the magi, thou art the same all-present in heaven and in hell. Thou that vibratest between the light and the darkness, rising, descending, changing ever, yet ever the same, the sun is thy father, thy mother the moon. The wind hath borne thee in its bosom, and earth hath ever nourished the changeless godhead of thy youth. Come thou forth, I say, come thou forth, and make all spirits subject unto me, so that every spirit of the firmament and of the ether, upon the earth and under the earth, on dry land and in the water, of whirling air and of rushing fire, and every spell and scourge of God the vast one, may be obedient unto me. The Bornless Ritual. Thee I invoke, the Bornless One, thee that didst create the earth and the heavens, thee that didst create the night and the day, thee that didst create the darkness and the light. Thou art Asa Arnepha, whom no man hath seen at any time. Thou art Iarbes. Thou art Iar Apophras Ra. Thou hast distinguished between the just and the unjust. Thou didst make the female and the male. Thou didst produce the seeds and the fruit. Thou didst form men to love one another and to hate one another. I am Ahafnekonsu, thy prophet, unto whom thou didst commit thy mysteries, the ceremonies of Hem. Thou didst produce the moist and the dry, and that which nourisheth all created life. Hear thou me, for I am the angel of Ptah, Apophras Ra. This is thy true name, handed down to the prophets of Hem. Hear me. Arain Theof Ribet Athelibuset Abelatham Abeu Abeu Phi Theta So A Ebe Theof. Hear me, and make all spirits subject unto me, so that every spirit of the firmament and of the ether, upon the earth and under the earth, on dry land and in the water, of whirling air and of rushing fire, and every spell and scourge of God, may be obedient unto me. I invoke thee, the terrible and invisible God, who dwellest in the void place of the spirit. Arogoguru Abraham Sothau Mudorium Phalathao the Bornless One. Hear me, and make all spirits subject unto me, so that every spirit of the firmament and of the ether, upon the earth and under the earth, on dry land and in the water, of whirling air and of a rushing fire, and every spell and scourge of God, may be obedient unto me. Hear me, Ru Abra E O Mario Dom Babylon Balbin Abaf Asaloni Arthen E O E Foteth Abra Sac R-A-O-O-U, Ishure, mighty and bornless one. Hear me, and make all spirits subject unto me, so that every spirit of the firmament and of the ether, upon the earth and under the earth, on dry land and in the water, of whirling air and of rushing fire, and every spell and scourge of God, may be obedient unto me. I invoke thee, Ma Ba Ra E O E O El Kotham Ah. sorry barlow, abraff. Hear me, and make all spirits subject unto me, so that every spirit of the firmament and of the ether, upon the earth and under the earth, on dry land and in the water, of whirling air and of a rushing fire, and every spell and scourge of God may be obedient unto me. Hear me. Aftam, abaftam, bas om, isak, sabaoft. This is the Lord of the gods. This is the Lord of the universe. This is he whom the winds fear. This is he who, having made voice by his commandment, is Lord of all things, King, ruler, and helper. Hear me, and make all spirits subject unto me, so that every spirit of the firmament and of the ether, upon the earth and under the earth, on dry land and in the water, of whirling air and of rushing fire, and every spell and scourge of God may be obedient unto me. Hear me. I am he, the born, the spirit, having sight in the feet, strong, and the immortal fire. I am he, the truth. I am he who hate that evil should be wrought in the world. I am he that lighteneth and thundereth. I am he from whom is the shower of the life of earth. I am he whose mouth ever flameth. I am he the begetter and manifester unto the light. I am he the grace of the worlds. The heart girt with a serpent is my name. Come thou forth and follow me, and make all spirits subject unto me, so that every spirit of the firmament and of the ether, upon the earth and under the earth, on dry land and in the water, of whirling air and of rushing fire, and every spell and scourge of God may be obedient unto me. E-R-O, Sabao. Such are the words.